Unit 9, page 94, exercise 2.
Stone Soup, a folktale. Three travelers were walking through a foreign land. It was late afternoon, and they were tired and hungry. Suddenly, they saw a village ahead and decided to stop there for the night. When the villagers saw the travelers coming, they hurried home, locked their doors and windows, and hastily hid any food they had. The travelers entered the village wearily and knocked on the door of the first house. "Good evening," they said. "Do you think you could give us some food?"
"I'm sorry," said the first villager. "I don't have any food to spare."
So the travelers called at the next house. "Could we eat with you tonight?" they said.
"I'm afraid not," said the second villager. "I don't have any food to share."
The travelers got a similar response from every villager they called on. "No problem," they said calmly. "We'll make some stone soup." The villagers watched suspiciously as the travelers made a fire in the village square, filled a pot with water from the stream, and put it on the fire. Then, one of the travelers took a large stone out of a silk bag and placed it carefully in the pot. The villagers were intrigued. The children were the first to venture out of their houses to investigate. As they came nearer, the first traveler said, "This soup needs some salt and pepper." Hearing these words, two sisters ran home to fetch some salt and pepper and bravely handed it over for the soup. Seeing the children with the travelers, an elderly villager hesitantly approached and heard the second traveler say,
"What a pity. Stone soup usually has onions."
The old man returned home for the onions he had in a cupboard and gave them to the travelers for the soup. Soon, another villager came along and heard the third traveler say,
"Stone soup is great with onions, but it's even better with meat."
So she fetched the piece of meat she had in her kitchen and gave it to the traveler for the soup. After that, the rest of the villagers appeared, each carrying a different ingredient: carrots, a cabbage, potatoes, peas. Everyone brought something for the soup. A few hours later, the travelers said,
"The stone soup is ready.
Who wants to try it?" Not one of the villagers refused. When they tasted it, they all agreed that it was the best soup they had ever eaten.
"How clever these travelers are," they said. "They can make a delicious soup with only a stone."
The travelers smiled knowingly at each other. The next morning, the travelers said goodbye and gave the villagers the stone from the soup.
"Now you know how," they said. "You can make stone soup when we've gone."